A more controversial health issue is in the headlines today. Emergency contraception in the form of a morning after pill for women. An advisory panel to the government's big regulatory authority, the Food and Drug Administration, wants this pill to be made available without prescription. You could buy it like aspirin. Joining us is NPR health policy correspondent Patricia Naiman. Patty, what is this pill and how soon might it be available?
The morning after pill is a pill that prevents pregnancy. It's actually called Plan B. When Plan A, which is routine contraception, fails or is forgotten and you don't want to become pregnant, Plan B, the morning after pill, goes into effect. It's a higher dose of the hormone progestin, which is the main ingredient in the birth control pills that have been available now for about over 40 years. And how it works, Alex, researchers aren't exactly sure how, but they think it prevents pregnancy by slowing down the sperm or by preventing ovulation in the first place or by preventing the fertilized egg from implanting.
Is this at all like RU486, the French pill that we heard a lot about?
No, it is not. RU486 actually induces abortion in women who are already pregnant. This pill works by preventing pregnancy in the first place. But I'll tell you, it carries a lot of controversy, like RU486.
Well, what is that controversy?
Well, a lot of opponents to abortion view Plan B as similar to abortion because even though the pill works mostly by inhibiting fertilization, in some cases the egg does get fertilized and then it gets inhibited from being implanted in the uterus. And abortion opponents view this as interfering with the beginning of a human life. And even though the government and many medical groups consider life beginning only after a fertilized egg is implanted in the uterus, these groups believe life begins at conception, when the egg's fertilized and before it's implanted. So they view this as akin to abortion.
Well, why is the panel recommending that the pill be sold over the counter? And what happens next?
Well, the panelists, they heard a lot of information, a lot of testimony. They've been reviewing all the scientific evidence for a number of months before this actual public hearing yesterday. They've cited thorough studies that have been done on the pill in the U.S. and the U.K., Canada, and France. Remember, it's been available by prescription for a number of years, so there has been plenty of time to study its safety and effectiveness. They decided the pill was safe. And they decided that, along with the enormous benefit, which is possibly cutting down the number of unwanted pregnancies in half and therefore maybe cutting the number of abortions in half, that this was a big yes to get this pill out and more available.
Well, when will the FDA rule on this panel recommendation, and how soon might these pills be available? A month or 2 months or 2 years?
Well, it could be pretty soon. The FDA will go from here and review what the advisory panel said and all the studies it has. They'll consider some of the concerns that were brought up at the hearing, things like whether women clearly understand how the pill works, whether there should be an age restriction on who can buy the pill, similar to the restrictions on who can buy cigarettes. They'll probably make a decision early next year, maybe by February. If they decide yes, then the pill and their decision, then the pill goes back to the company. The company, if there are any label changes that have to be made, will make them. They'll probably move pretty quickly on that. It could be available maybe by this summer.
NPR science correspondent Patricia Naiman. Thanks, Patty.
Thank you, Alex.